As a teenager, Leslie Gorse fell in love with jazz, and that led to her book, Louis' Children, all about the American jazz singers. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.
Most people would regard Louis Armstrong as the first jazz singer. He improvised on the chords, playing and singing 2 to 8 notes instead of one, based on what the chord suggested. He started it because he heard so many different kinds of music down in New Orleans, and he put it all together and invented the sound that eventually became jazz. Ethel Waters was starting out at about the same time in musical theater and on the vaudeville circuit. She was actually a contemporary of Armstrong and didn't probably hear him until she came to New York City, but she was influenced by him.
Dinah, is there anyone finer?
Leslie Gorse thinks Joe Williams is one of the greatest living jazz singers.
He can sing the blues, which is folk music with a particular form. He can sing standards and ballads. He can even sing opera.
Every day I have the blues.
Then there's Joe Stafford.
Her earliest influences were Duke Ellington and Benny Goodman.
Your lips were like a red and ruby chalice, warmer than the summer night.
Most people say Ella Fitzgerald is the greatest. She could hear something just once and just do it.
Somewhere there's music.
And yes, Leslie Gorse considers pianist George Shearing a jazz singer.
It's an offbeat way of singing. You won't recognize his voice. You'll say, who's that? And it's so touching.
If you're feeling fancy free.
Leslie Gorse admits the rock and roll era has taken its toll.
It eclipsed jazz completely in the 60s. And some of the great musicians went to live in Europe, but now it's coming back.
I love is not around wonderful years.
Leslie Gorse, author of Louis' Children. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.